Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden extends the moratorium on student loan payments until the suits against his plan to forgive a portion of people's loans are decided.
The Secretary of Education is extending the pause on student loan payments while we seek relief from the courts, but no later than June 30, 2023, which would give the Supreme Court an opportunity to hear the case in its current term.
High Court cleared the way for the handover of former President Donald Trump's tax returns to the House Ways and Means Committee after a three-year legal fight. The court, with no noted dissent, rejected Trump's plea for an order to block the Treasury Department from turning over 6 years of tax returns from him and his companies. The White House announces a six-week sprint for people to get the COVID booster shots. Sagar Meghani has this.
The boosters have been a hard sell. Only about 13% of American adults have received one. The Biden administration's hoping new numbers will convince more people. The CDC says the first look at the shot's real-world effectiveness shows those who receive the new booster are better protected against symptomatic infection than those who have not. The overarching message here at the White House.
We know what the evidence is. The science on this is crystal clear.
And virus response chief Dr. Ashish Jha says Americans need to take advantage.
People go out and get vaccinated this week, they will have a lot of protection during December, January, February onwards, the time that we socialize the most.
A broad rally on Wall Street backed by solid company earnings reports for several retailers. Nearly every S&P company has reported earnings. While the results were mixed, overall earnings grew about 2%. S&P added 1.4% of value, a 53-point gain. The Dow gained 397, a 1.2% climb. The Nasdaq tacked on 1.4%, up just under 150 points. This is AP News.
Need a great holiday gift for that special someone? Shop on Untuckit's Black Friday early access and grab the perfect style at up to 50% off. Untuckit shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. Save big on our iconic button-downs, super soft flannels, and cozy sweaters during our biggest sale of the year. Shop on Untuckit's Black Friday early access sale today for up to 50% off at Untuckit.com or 80 plus stores. Untuckit, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. At OmahaSteaks.com, use code SIZZLE at checkout for $30 off your order. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship, so shop early and beat the rush. Visit OmahaSteaks.com, use code SIZZLE at checkout to get that extra $30 off.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Morning, Mama. How you feeling?
Great. And I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on ya. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings.
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnier with your headlines. Attorney General Josh Call filed a lawsuit in July to overturn Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban. But in the next legislative session, the GOP-controlled legislature could introduce amendments for rape and incest or pass an abortion statute that would become law. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he would consider exceptions for rape and incest and be willing to make a police report a requirement in those cases. A spokeswoman for Governor Evers says Evers would veto such a police report requirement. Any proposals the Republicans are discussing don't address issues faced by doctors and patients or the fact that OBGYN students in Wisconsin now have to cross state lines to finish their programs. The lawsuit delayed until February could be pushed out as far as August of next year. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Native Roots Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Coronavirus update. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention releases information on COVID-19 boosters while more people are being urged to get the shots.
The CDC says Americans who receive the booster get better protection against symptomatic infection than those who did not. Still, convincing vaccine-weary people to get the shot has been a hard sell. Only about 13% of adults have. White House Virus Response Chief Dr. Ashish Jha worries too many are swayed by misinformation, despite what he says is crystal clear science.
You can decide to trust America's physicians, or you can trust some random dude on Twitter.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is weeks from retirement, and what he said was his final message in the White House briefing room pleaded with people to get the booster, saying one of his biggest regrets is political divisions and not health reasons have led to some refusing the shots.
As a physician, it pains me.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Need a great holiday gift for that special someone? Shop on Untuckit's Black Friday early access and grab the perfect style at up to 50% off. Untuckit shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. Save big on our iconic button-downs, super soft flannels, and cozy sweaters during our biggest sale of the year. Shop on Untuckit's Black Friday early access sale today for up to 50% off at Untuckit.com or 80-plus stores. Untuckit, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. At OmahaSteaks.com, use code SIZZLE at checkout for $30 off your order. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship, so shop early and beat the rush. Visit OmahaSteaks.com, use code SIZZLE at checkout to get that extra $30 off.
My husband said to give our house more curb appeal, so I started painting. Then I went on Google and looked up the meaning of curb appeal. It said to make it more nicer. So I called Replacement Window Center, and they put in new replacement windows.
Get free installation and 0% financing for 18 months. Free installation and 0% financing. Hurry, call now.
Replacement Window Center. Our name says it all.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Outagamie County deputies say a drunk driver set off a series of crashes that killed two people on Interstate 41 and sent nine others to the hospital Sunday afternoon. Investigators say a drunk driver rolled their car and had to be cut out by firefighters. That caused a backup, which led to six other crashes and closed I-41 for several hours. All 72 counties in Wisconsin are done with their vote canvasses. The Elections Commission says statewide candidates have until Friday to ask for recounts. After that, the Elections Commission has until December 1st to certify election results. In sports, the Bucks beat Portland last night 119-111. Milwaukee hosts Chicago tomorrow night. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
It's great to hear you say these things, Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Robert. And that was one of the things that we felt really good about in DC, you know, because they traditionally, this colonization or that mindset or colonizers or settlers, however you, it's like a mindset. It's not a race of people. One of the tactics that have been used against our people is to divide us and to make us look like we're not united. And on the 13th,
I think we just lost Rachel.
We did. Technology is, you know, Robert, when you talk about powerful stuff, sometimes technology starts to go a little haywire, right?
Well, you know, and I agree. And I've always told you the story, Ogma. It's like we're made out of electrons and, you know, we're around electrons and things like that. And it looks like, oh, look at our friend Beth. AIM kicked the doors open. That's right. Beth of Warrior Women Director. And I just saw Warrior Women on TPT just a couple nights ago. That was just awesome to have that on. And these things, how much do you know? I'm going to ask our intern, how much do you know about the American Indian Movement as being a youngster?
Oh, wow. As being a youngster, I'd say I know enough to know what it is, but I don't know everything. Everyone has something to learn, and I want to be more involved in learning and being AIM, like Rachel was saying.
Yeah, that's a great way to think, too. And I know. Ogama, when you were down during the George Floyd ordeal, protecting stuff, you had some AIM swag on too, and you were AIM too, right?
I was, yeah. During the riots that followed the murder of George Floyd, there was a number of people organized by NACTI and with the help of AIM in Minneapolis, because leadership had just transferred over and Native Roots Radio had helped cover that information immediately preceding that. Me and my now spouse drove down to the Twin Cities and brought our car and parked it in front of the doors of the Minneapolis American Indian Center, and stayed up all night, two nights in a row, ready for what might have happened on Franklin Avenue. And there was a lot of people in the community and from outside the community like us who had showed up to play that role. And that, I think, really is what the spirit of AIM is about. It's people who show up and people who are there to protect and serve our communities directly.
Ogama, do you have a time to play? Do we have time to play that clip right now that we were talking about? And maybe you can, we can go a little.
I don't know how much time we have left in the segment, Robert. I think we're coming up on just a couple of minutes left in the segment, but I know that. Oh, go ahead, Robert. I can't see the times. Can you tell?
Yeah, we have a minute and 40 seconds.
It was about a 3-minute clip, but I could start the next segment with it if you want, Robert. Leonard Peltier sent a statement for a day of mourning today or earlier this week, and we would be happy to. I was able to read it out earlier today. So
did you do it with some music in the background and a male voice, or did you just do it? No, I'm just kidding. Hey.
I couldn't do it in Leonard Peltier's voice, but Beth Castle just chimed in and reminded us that AIM is a movement and a mindset. AIM is women of all Red Nations, and that she'll keep Native Roots Radio in the loop as she launches the Women of Wounded Knee exhibit for the 50th anniversary. So we're really excited about that. Women of Wounded Knee exhibit sounds phenomenal. Miigwech to you, Beth.
Yeah, and it'll be down at Wounded Knee, too, so I'm going to try and get down there this year for the 50th anniversary and hopefully see Madonna Thunderhawk on a horse again for her 82nd birthday. That blew my mind. But, hey, why don't we take a quick break here, and we'll lead off. We'll have you intro Leonard's letter and have you read it. So it's good. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us. Hi, this is Robert Pilot here telling you about Minnesota Native American art. Did you know that Twin Cities is known for Native art? Well, if you're not familiar, then check out All My Relations Arts. It's a program that seeks to increase the visibility and value of these incredibly talented American Indian artists in all forms of art while honoring the history and the presence of indigenous cultures. And right now, All My Relations Arts is showcasing Rosie Seamus Dance, She Who Lives on the Road to War. This is an immersive installation dance performance created by Rosie Seamus in response to global loss and the collective need to come together in peace and reconciliation. She Who Lives on the Road to War is a place for visitors to rest, grieve, console, and meditate. Performances will take place through mid-December. Find the performance schedule at allmyrelationsarts.com. I love all the indigenous art here in the Twin Cities, and I hope you can enjoy it too. allmyrelationsarts.com.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
The intern kicked it in today, too. Good one. Yes. Right on. Hey, we're back here, and we're going to be taking a break. We're going to have best ofs on the next few days here on the Civic Media Network. But we're talking. Yesterday, we had a great conversation about Thanksgiving and what it means to a lot of Native Americans. And so I think it'd be fitting, Ogma, if you read Leonard's letter, and maybe I could put some music in the background or. Or maybe not. Oh.
Yeah, absolutely. Leonard Peltier's or representatives of Leonard Peltier have sent Leonard Peltier's official Day of Mourning statement for 2022. And it is available for the public. So if without further ado, I will read that now. Greetings, my relatives, friends, loved ones, and supporters. First, I want to say how deeply grateful I am that you would want to hear what I have to say. It is an honor to be with you in spirit, though I am far away. Being my age and having spent these many years in prison plays on your heart to the nth degree. I am here because I wanted to make a difference for our people, and I want to encourage others to do the same. My heart has not changed, and my intentions have not changed. The love and faith I have in our future generation has not changed. All the world now faces the same challenges that our people foretold regarding climate damage being caused by people who take more than they need, dismissing the teachings of our fathers and the knowledge of countless generations living upon the earth in harmony. I may sound a bit dramatic and sensitive, but after all these years and the 78 journeys around the sun, I often feel and think that I should speak my mind and heart to whomever I can, whenever I can, because at my age, you never know if you are going to live another 20 years or 20 minutes. Our people have been through a lot. Generations have been imprisoned, beaten, murdered, dispossessed of our lands, and they fought so we might live. We are proud of our ancestors. I have tried to make the best of my time upon the earth in my given circumstances. To say the least, this has not been an enjoyable life journey, but I am proud to have been given a chance to stand for our people. I encourage you to do the same. I am not a speaker, but I have spoken. I am not a leader, but I have led. Having said this, knowing what I know now, feeling what I've felt, seeing what I've seen, and hearing what I've heard, I would do it all over again. For as our ancestors loved a future for us, I love all people who have walked upon this earth. I recognize her as the greatest manifestation of the Creator, and she should be recognized as such. On this day of mourning, I encourage you with a hopeful heart to continue to gather and have ceremony in remembrance of all our people, especially those who have given their lives so that we might live. Each of you has within you the potential to make a difference in the world. Each of you has the opportunity and ability to do one act of kindness to someone in need and one act to make the earth a better place for all life. I, with the help of others, have started a food forest movement. We encourage all people throughout the earth to plant at least one fruit-bearing tree so that the animals and all creatures of the earth will have healthier food, better air, and cleaner water. Forgive me if I have said too much or too little. Time in this place is often irrelevant to the task at hand. May the Creator bless you, your families, and all our peoples of like mind. Peace, love, and blessings in the spirit of Crazy Horse. Doksha, Leonard Peltier, Metaquoyasin.
Wow, thank you, Ogama, for reading that.
Brought me to tears when I read it earlier today when it came in.
Free Leonard Peltier. Now, again, you know, just to briefly touch on it again, what Rachel said and what we've talked about many times is that he's not in prison for murder. He's in for aiding and abetting. And if he wasn't Native American, and if they didn't want to teach us a lesson, he would have been out after a few years in prison for aiding and abetting a murder. So we pray for him. He's 78 years old, and we need him out as soon as possible. Gets really emotional when this can happen here in this land of so-called free and brave and all those things. It's disappointing. How do the young ones feel, Aina? How do you feel? It's been a pretty heavy-duty show today.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of my peers really believe in, like, the cause, believing in, we need to free this. He doesn't deserve to be in jail. And we have to do what we can as people.
Yeah, good words there. And, you know, Ogama, the things that are suggested are letters to the senators now and the representatives, because they're on the radar. It sounds like Rachel and people from American Indian Movement were able to talk to some senators when they were in Washington for the walk.
Yeah, Rachel had mentioned that, and for those of you that are listening, I know Leonard Peltier encouraged planting of a fruit tree if you can, which is funny because I did do that earlier this year. I was able to acquire some choke cherries and planted those, but it's winter now, and you can take some time and warm up and send letters to your senators, to your representatives, or to President Biden, asking for Leonard Peltier's clemency and immediate release. So if you haven't yet, make sure to Google who are my representatives, and you'll most likely get a pretty quick and easy answer to find who your representatives are and how to contact them directly.
Yeah, it's ironic too, in a good way, that Leonard mentioned to plant these fruit trees or fruit plants, so our relatives with hooves and tails and fins and big schnozzes can eat too, because they take over my yard anyway. So got a possum back there now.
A possum? That one, that I don't know that I've ever seen a possum in real life, but I'm excited because they're gentle and sweet creatures. Yeah. So consider yourself blessed. We have woodpeckers where I live, which are nice.
We do too. Well, we have the squirrel. What we have in our backyard, because Wendy feeds them, is we have, of course, squirrels. We just got a white squirrel showing up too. So we have like a dozen squirrels. We have a raccoon that comes every night, and you know, he's got a little burglar, you know, mask on and little fingers and a thumb. And then, of course, we have the blackbirds, the big hawks. The eagles fly over our head, too, and so we got to protect our little dogs. And so we have many sacred animals flying over the pilot residence here in sunny St. Paul, Minnesota.
We're having in the spirit of Wendy Pilot, who's not on today, we're having a little bit of an animal section, acknowledging our sacred relatives with many different ways of transportation. And, you know, we're about to see those colder months. So remember to be kind to all living things. And Robert, what do you usually close the show with?
Well, I wanted to say this before I close the show, is that people, if you're with your families, love them, hold them, talk to them. We don't know how long they'll be with us. And to our relatives that have passed on, we will see you again soon, and hold a place for us in a good way. And for people that are celebrating, celebrate with your family and be thankful that they're still with us. And talk to somebody that you haven't talked to in a long time, because everybody needs to be talked to in a good way. So we need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We'll see you live Monday. Listen to our best ofs. We'll be back next week live.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
My husband said to give our house more curb appeal, so I started painting. Then I went on Google and looked up the meaning of curb appeal. It said to make it more nicer. So I called Replacement Window Center, and they put in new replacement windows.
Get free installation and 0% financing for 18 months. Free installation and 0% financing. Hurry, call now.
Replacement Window Center. Our name says it all.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.